The announcement late Friday by Ameristar came just 5 weeks after the company's CEO, Gordy Kanofsky, speaking to 200 invited guests inside a large white tent on a former industrial site in Springfield, boasted about the plans to build a nearly $1 billion resort casino on the property.
We believe what we have laid out for you is a winning proposal for the city of Springfield, all of its residents, and the Commonwealth. More of everything.
In the press release Friday, Kanofsky said his company had come to the conclusion that it faced long odds of emerging from the city's casino competition to eventually make its case to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission to be awarded the lone casino license up for bid in western Massachusetts. On Page Boulevard on Springfield's east side, in sight of where Ameristar officials plan to build a 150,000-square-foot casino, 500-room hotel, restaurants, retail stores, and a spa, people approached Monday said they were disappointed it would not happen in their neighborhood.
I figured it would be good for East Springfield. It's a little off the beaten trail. We don't get much attention over in East Springfield.
That's too bad. Yeah, I spent a lot of money up there getting that property ready. And
I feel like, okay, if it's come out, so good for business, that's all.
Thought we'd brought more jobs and more money to our own state and our own area rather than giving it to the casinos in Connecticut.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said he was very disappointed with Ameristar's decision, but he said he was confident there would be, quote, robust competition created by the remaining two casino operators seeking to build in Springfield. MGM Resorts has proposed an $800 million project in the south end of downtown Springfield. Penn National Gaming is pursuing an $810 million development in the northern end of downtown. Ameristar purchased the 41-acre former Westinghouse Electric Company site almost a year ago for $16 million and set about to win local support for its project, according to Kathleen Brown, president of the East Springfield Neighborhood Council.
Ameristar met with the neighborhood just about a year ago today, I think, and there was a huge community meeting on it, and they explained what they, at that point, knew that they wanted to do. And then since then, they've just been very straightforward, and Ameristar had been very available at any and all of our meetings to answer questions sidebar with members or in a public forum.
Ameristar has not said what it will do with the property it owns. Ward 2 Springfield City Councilor Michael Fenton, who represents the neighborhood, said the parcel is ripe for a successful development.
There is no doubt that that 41-acre parcel is some of the most marketable land in all of western Massachusetts due to its location in a densely populated area of Springfield and its vicinity to the Mass Pike 291 and 91.
Before Ameristar bought the property, there were plans to build a shopping center anchored by a Target store. Those plans were halted by the Great Recession. The two companies remaining in the casino competition in Springfield, MGM and Penn, are to make public presentations about their projects during a city-sponsored forum on December 11th at the City Stage Theater. There are also casino projects in Palmer and, most recently, Holyoke. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.